Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Well, hello. Good to have you with us again. Thank you for joining us here on Ghosts of Boyfriends Past for a minisode.
Tiny, really.
And we're doing a stories-based minisode today, and that's Elizabeth's favourite.
I enjoy episode. The stories because I don't need to give any advice. I can just sit back and go, oh no.
No pressure.
And that's it.
No.
That's my
work.
Whole job done.
I like it because you can be lazy.
People's stories are the best, though. Like, I love listening to other people's experiences because it makes me feel not so bad about my life sometimes.
That's right. We'll do it off the top. If you have a story, it can be mini to be read out on a minisode. Send it to ghostsofboyfriendspast@gmail.com. If it is a longer one that can fill out a main episode, we can endeavor that as well. So if you have stories, we want them. So send them in to us, please. Elizabeth.
Yes. I'm going to go first, am
no,
I?
No. I'm going to... I was prepping you for an interesting little story, this
okay.
one.
Okay.
So, this is a female writing in, I believe. So, I met one of my closest girlfriends now through Plenty of Fish while I was with my ex, and we were looking for a fun threesome hookup.
Uh-huh.
I ended up breaking up with my ex, but have remained strong friends with the girl since. Was only meant to be a one-night thing, and now I don't know what I'd do without her.
Aww.
So, lady and man went looking for a third to
he
bit of fun.
He likes the third better.
Dumped the
is
man.
Is this a nice story?
No. This is. I believe this is friends. This is
okay,
friends. They've
friends.
Become friends. How they've
well,
become
look,
friends from each other. From each
no
other.
Matter which way you meet your friends, whether it's having coffee or during a threesome.
I did say it was interesting.
It's nice to have friends.
So yeah, how did you two become friends? Interesting
we
story.
Fucked.
It's an interesting story.
Hold on. Zane's microphone's coming down.
I am more experienced in the gay community than all of you. I was just wondering, I wanted to ask the question. I'm sorry, Liz.
Why are you apologizing?
Well, because it's a question.
Okay.
And you just said you like stories.
Yeah, true.
Have you ever just met a friend through sex?
No.
No.
I have had sex with many of my friends.
Maybe it's just me then.
Met a
no,
friend.
I know people who have like met up and had sex with people and then become really good friends with them. I am still friends with people I've had sex with, but I didn't have the sex first. I was friends.
And then
I slept with all my friends. And now we're still friends.
No, I've never made a friend from having sex with someone.
I want to know if any of the readers
yes,
at home.
Yes, please.
That'll
be a question.
Can you write that
Good
question
Lord.
Down?
Yep, that's going down.
Write it down so that you can put it in the group later. I found a story on news.com.au that I thought was quite interesting. So it says a TikTok user has shared a warning urging women to trust their instincts after she woke up early in the early hours of the morning with an overwhelming urge to go to her boyfriend's house. After arriving at his house, she let herself in with her key that he'd given her, mm-hmm. and she found him in bed with another girl fast asleep. So she posted a photo of it to TikTok because that's what you do now. So yeah, she just had this gut instinct. She got in the car, she drove over there, let herself in, took a photo at 4 o'clock in the morning. She's like, what, girl in bed, what should I do? Take a photo for evidence because you know he's going to try and deny this. I'm like, yeah, maybe don't post the photo though, but take it for evidence. I don't know. Do you want to see the photo? So
I kind of do.
It's got a like frowny face over the girl's face so that
yeah,
you can't identify
it's two
either.
People in
it's
bed
just
under
two
sheets.
People
You're
in
not
bed
missing
under
anything
sheets.
Wacky
it's not
and wild.
Exciting.
But I'm generally a man of logic and science. Things must have evidence-based things.
Yeah.
You women and your ability to sort of go, hang on, something is not right. In the middle, like and
it's
just
happened to me before.
It's
like
happened on this show before. We've heard it again and again.
There was a time once where we weren't even supposed to be spending the night together, and I woke up in the middle of the night and went, something's not right. And I couldn't find my partner at the time. I tried to call him because I was like, something feels really, really wrong. I literally was so worried that he wasn't answering his phone in the middle of the night, because he normally would, that I was checking hospitals. He just stayed over at some chick's house. Like, but I knew. I don't know why. It was just like some kind of like, I don't know. This is why I'm not very superstitious, and I'm not very woo-woo, but sometimes I just go.
Is it? You have more reason to
suspect. My ancestral ghost told me.
Yeah, or you have more reason to be
suspicious. At this point, I didn't, though. Zane's got his microphone down again.
He's back. I don't have an opinion on woo-woo, intuition, or whatever. My question is, did she have a feeling that he was with someone in his bed at that time? And is that why she didn't try to call him or knock on the door first and just kind of crept into the bedroom and took a photo?
The story just said she has an overwhelming urge to go over because she felt like something wasn't right. And she said, she revealed that at the end she grabbed her stuff, yelled, fuck you, to the two of them on the way out, and then left and blocked him.
We've had classier lines to leave on, but wow. Wow.
Yeah.
My brow is furrowed and I'm perplexed and interested. Where's this? I'll take one. I was so nervous and excited to go on this date that I put on two different boots in the process of getting ready. I did this so I could pick which one looked best. Apparently, they both did. The whole night, I felt like people were looking at me, thinking, wow, this outfit is fire. But I was really wearing two different colored shoes. Good one on a first date.
I've done that before. I did that to work. And I was wearing a heel and a wedge, but they were both black patent leather. And they were both exactly the same height. So it wasn't until I literally sat down to cross my legs like, what the fuck have I done?
I love it. Love it, love it, love it. I got another quick brief or good one. I think it's another first date story, this one. We went to a Spanish restaurant and I was already way, way too nervous when I got there. I don't know why, but they were terribly nervous, the poor lamb. I got kind of lost, a little sweaty, and I was late, so I sprinted into the place. We sat down and I'm trying to play it cool, but then when the waitress comes over, I realize that I hadn't really even looked at the menu, so I just picked something. Whatever. The menu was entirely in Spanish anyway, so I probably wouldn't have known what it was. When the food came out, it was a whole fish. Bones, head, eyeballs, scales, the entire thing. First date. And I ate it. It was really good.
The whole fish.
It was really good, but that is probably the least attractive thing you can eat in front of someone.
Yeah, because it smells.
No second date. So unfortunately, it's a wild stab at the menu and you get the whole fish brought out.
I've just found a lot of stories in the news about dating, terrible dating things lately. So I've got another one from news.com.au, which is Nikki, this woman. She got ready. She'd been doing all of her makeup. She said she spent about 40 minutes doing her makeup. She was excited to go to her date's work function. She got herself all dressed up, did her hair and makeup. She wore a glam black long sleeve crop top with pink trousers. She said, I spent 40 minutes on my makeup to meet his friends and co-workers at a grand opening for the retail company he works for. He said to me that he was too embarrassed to be seen with me in this outfit, so he sent me home in an Uber and went to the opening without me. I'm just so sad because I spent so much time trying to look pretty and he sent me home in an Uber. Who does that? He literally sent me home with a stranger on a Friday night. Nikki explains that her date was not comfortable with her around his co-workers, but he was comfortable sending me home with a stranger in an Uber. Apparently, it was not the first time that he had commented on her clothing. Little comments here and there. Yes, please.
I mean, there's... But yes.
Comments such as, why are you wearing heels? I like it when you wear tennis shoes. Why are you wearing so much makeup? I like it when you're natural.
Please, don't bring these stories.
He told me multiple times this week that I've been overdressed and encouraged me to wear a baggy sweater. Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
What? Why? Yeah. Why? bother? Yeah. Like, why does it matter? Why are you going to get so upset about what someone else is wearing? Like, it's so much energy. Surely, it's so much work to wake up in the morning and be like, ah, she's wearing heels.
I choose violence today. She said the exact conversation goes, I kept asking, why do you keep staring at me? And he kept saying, oh, nothing, oh, nothing, oh, nothing. And finally he was like, you just look really pretty. And I was like, is this your way of telling me that I'm overdressed? And he said, well, maybe not for dinner. Are you going to be embarrassed if I show up to your work function like this? And he said, nothing. Get out.
Just.
Have a little bit of a walk around the back of the building. Open the lid of the dumpster,
yes,
and throw yourself in.
Make yourself at home in the dumpster. Like, yeah, make it yours.
This is your
really
home
explore
now.
Explore the space.
This
get
is
used
where
to
you
it, buddy
live.
Boy. Because rent is cheap, but you're not getting anywhere better.
It's where you belong.
See,
we're going to end on that note too. It's going to be such a downer, guys.
At least on question at minisodes, we can sort of give advice and say dump him. And but with stories, it's just an aneurysm I can feel just developing somewhere in my brain. I'm going to drop dead after this.
Oh,
goodbye,
I'm
everyone.
So sorry.
This is the end of Tom Harris. There'll be probably a new host on Ghosts of Boyfriends Past in the future. But it has been nice. So I will thank you for tuning in, and thank you for keep rating the show and reviewing,
yes,
doing the good
things.
We
really appreciate that, because that could make all the difference as to whether we pop up on an Apple chart or not, because sometimes we'll have two extra reviews and all of a sudden, bam, we're on new and noteworthy again.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's amazing and we love it. If you've got a little story that you want to write in that's not that you don't feel comfortable coming on a main episode, or you don't think it's long enough, write to ghostsofboyfriendspast@gmail.com and we will gladly read out your trauma back to you, because that's what we do on these episodes. And we love your stories. We love them. We love them. And it's very cathartic to be able to press the dump them button on your stories. Tom, I'm so sorry for ending on such a downer.
I just have such a headache. Like, does everyone at home have like a migraine developing behind their right eye?
Yeah, enjoy that. That's going to be there for a while.
When you walk through an art museum, what happens?
You see some interesting things, you see some not so interesting things, and if you're like me at all, you're probably a little bit sleepy.
Well, grab a cafecito and listen up. It's Art Slice, a palatable serving of art history.
I'm Russell Shoemaker.
I'm Stephanie Duenas. We are not your daddy's art history podcast. We are both artists, so we look at art history through that perspective. We cover the artists you know and those that have been ignored for so many different reasons.
We look at the context of the time, we compare it to today.
We don't dumb anything down, but, and this is a big but,
hey-o,
we like to have a good time, okay? Nos gusta to goof around, all right? We have hungry pantry mons that might startle you. It's a long story.
We feed them art materials. Art is just a visual language, so in order for us to interpret what we think it's saying, we hijack the work.
Right. How do you like that for an art heist?
Exactly. And ultimately, we decide if it belongs in our Art Slice Museum on top of the Art Slice Hilltop.
So if this all sounds good to you, join us on Art Slice, a palatable serving of art history.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
There are known knowns, known unknowns, and unknown unknowns. But there are also unknown knowns. The Ancient and Esoteric Order of the Jackalope is a secret society devoted to unearthing and sharing this forgotten knowledge. Each episode, we take one of these strange stories and share it with you. No topic is off limits, except for the obvious. Available wherever fine podcasts are sold.